If you've got a Bible with you, we're just going to look in Mark. Just find it. Okay, it's Mark chapter 4. And it's verse 35. Okay, I'm going to read from an older version here because it's got a slightly different twang to it. But if you're reading the NIV, you'll only see the difference. Okay, on the same day when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us cross over to the other side." Now when they had left the multitude, they took him along in the boat as he was, and the other little boats were also with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat so that it was already filling. But he was in the stern, asleep on a pillow. And they awoke him and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" Then he arose and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. But he said to them, "Why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith?" And they feared exceedingly and said to one another, "Who can this be that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Okay, have we got any kids left here, Neil? A few at the back. Here's your chance to grass your dad up, okay? Who's ever caught dad snoring on the settee? Yeah? Yeah, have you? Or mum? Yeah, Phil, I see that hand. Yeah? It's amazing, isn't it? Sometimes we get tired. And sometimes you get really, really tired. And sometimes you just... I came out of London once on a train in the evening. And I jumped in the carriage, found a seat, sat down. And I felt this shoving. And I'd actually fallen asleep and fallen on this chap and not realised. And it's just that embarrassing moment. It actually happened when you go on the train up to London, the only old slam door ones. I went up various stations. It's like a little puddle jumper in the mornings. And it stopped at Sevenoaks where all the suits got on. So now I'm sitting on there, and this lady got on. She was absolutely immaculate, two-piece suit. Makeup was fantastic, hair fantastic, all the rings. She came and sat next to me, and my friend was going, "She's sitting next to you." I said, "Well, it's the only seat." And she looked fantastic. Anyway, you used to be able to jam your elbow against the window and put your head on it and go to sleep in the train. So anyway, when we pulled into Charing Cross, I felt this sensation on my arm, and she'd actually fallen asleep on me, and she dribbled on my T-shirt. But when she woke up, her makeup was everywhere, the hair was everywhere, and it was just I came away laughing. It's just a fact that we are human beings, aren't we? We're all human. However you dress us up, we're human beings, and we do get tired. And here we have all of God and all of man held in Jesus, and yet he was tired. He was whacked out. He'd been ministering. So he went to sleep in the back of the boat. And all the boys are rowing. The storm blows up. And it says the storm came out of nowhere. I mean, was anybody around the last Saturdays when we had these storms blowing in? I'd given a load of sheets of galvanised steel to my neighbour. You know, they're roofing sheets. I put them over in his garden. And later in the day, they're all lying on the lawn. I thought, oh, maybe he doesn't want them. But the wind had whipped them up and thrown them over the fence. And it was just this storm came out of nowhere. And this is the sort of storm that would happen on the lake. And suddenly these little boats that were used to fairly normal conditions were getting filled up. It wasn't just one boat. There was a few boats around. But God's in the boat. Jesus was in the boat, yeah? And when the storms come, he's in the boat. He's in with you. So they turn up unannounced. We find Jesus right at the centre of this storm. In the boat with his men. He's not at a distance. He's not telling them from a distance. He's actually in with them. I know what you're thinking. I've heard this story 100 times. Jesus stands up. It all calms down and they all learn their lesson of faith. Right, very nice. All done. Done and dusted. But actually, I think this happens more times than we realise. I think that storms come in life, whether we like it or not. And I think Jesus is the one right in the middle of the storm. Because he's with us. He said he'd never leave us nor forsake us, which meant he's going to stick with us. And when the storms blow, I wonder what you do. I mean, chances are they bailed out to start with. You know, they tried to get rid of the water, but then eventually, come on, we've got to wake him up. We're going under. Let's look again. I think this story plays out time and time again. I've got I've got a friend called Nigel who has, he's got mental issues, but he comes around the house occasionally. He's a lovely chap. And he came round one time and he said, "Tim, I feel suicidal." He said, "I just don't want it anymore. I can't carry on as it is." And I remember sitting, I'd come in, you know, when you're busy and you think, "Oh, Nigel's turned up." So I made him a cup of tea. I said, "Nigel, let's just pray about this." So I got hold of his hand. He's a great big bloke. I got hold of his hand. I said, "Right." I said, "If God's real, he's going to do something in this situation." Yeah? And I prayed with him, and we prayed that the peace of the Lord Jesus would come into the situation. Anyway, I didn't see him for a couple of days, and he turned up again. I said, "What happened to you after you left, Nigel?" He said, "I went and I laid on the green. This is, yeah, some grass near us, the green." And he went and laid down there, and this chap walked up to him. He said, "Are you dead?" He said, "No, I've never felt better in my life." And for the next 3 weeks, there was no mental issues, right? And he felt completely normal. You see, I think that's the God we have, who comes right in the middle of the storm. Well, I expect you're asking what the blanket's about and what is this little cross about. We keep that. It actually stays in our garden most of the time. And when I sit down, I normally sit and read my Bible. Sometimes in the morning, I look out and I always see the cross. There is something about seeing the cross that affects me. It's always a point of cleansing and healing and restoration. What are the blankets about? Well, I was working in another church, and it was one of these ones that stay open during the day, and people would come in as I was working there from time to time, and they would just come in and they would kneel, and they would just offer their prayers to God. And I thought, somehow there is something about kneeling, about not putting ourselves in a lower position in front of God, that changes things. And there's also, at the cross is the most flat land you'll ever find, because nobody stands above another. There's a real God this morning who wants to interact with us. There's a real God who, you know, we can keep doing the same routine week in, week out, yeah, and it doesn't affect us, but eventually the Holy Spirit wants to do something that will really affect our lives, and it's being real to him, yeah. There's a real God that wants to interact with you and me. Can I encourage you to push into God this morning? Can I encourage you? Maybe if you feel it's got routine, that maybe you need to come and talk to him again. And maybe you're in a storm this morning. The storms come, and there's plenty of them. But there's a God, too, who wants to interact with that storm and do something within our lives. That whenever the storm is raging, and whenever we stop bailing out, and then we turn to God, and he will say, "Peace be still," to that situation. And maybe this morning what you need to hear is, "Peace be still." And maybe it will stop the situation you're in. We did Alpha a little while ago at our house. It was a very different Alpha to anything we've done before. And we had a couple of people who came along, and I just asked them if they just share a little bit about how it affected them. And there's two chaps, Peter and Ollie. They're both here today. And I just wonder if you come forward and just share a little bit about what God was doing. Yeah, Peter.
Thanks, Tim. As Tim said, I recently did the Alpha course, and I'm quite new to, well, I've been coming to church for a few months, but still relatively new to me. And as far as Christianity and learning about Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit, it was very good, and I learned very much from it. I also learned that I didn't really know too much as maybe I thought that I would like to know about God. We discussed aspects such as prayer and the importance of prayer, which I do try to take on board points like that to try and find God, I think, in my search for God. I think another point that I found that I I collected from the Alpha was that the Bible is inspired by God, and on that point, I'm just thinking to myself that I need to read more of the Bible that I haven't read before and that I don't know. So on that point, I think that I will get my Bible and have a read, actually. But no, that's really what I've got to say.
That's really good. Thanks, Peter.
Yeah, God interacted with me in a few different ways over the course of the whole Alpha experience. I didn't really know a lot about Christianity. I didn't really know why I believed what I believed. And I came away knowing a lot more about my belief than I did. But I also came away with new giftings and better knowledge of God. One of the nights we had prayer for people in general for anything that they felt they were struggling with, and I really think that sort of God came down and, like I say, calmed the storms, because so many people were having troubles. Like one bloke, Steve, he was having real problems with his foot. It was really causing him a lot of grief and a lot of pain, and so we just prayed for that to be healed. And next day he called up Vanessa and said that all the pain in his foot was gone. He hadn't felt anything from that foot that was normally causing him a lot of grief. So he really just sort of came down and just said, "Be still," and the storms calmed.
Thank you. Yeah, God is amazing, and he does it amongst everyday people, little people. And I also think that the Holy Spirit dwells amongst little people, and I think this morning that perhaps some of you have come with words on your heart, something you want to say, something you want to share, and very often we have to rush through, but this morning, maybe if you want to share, it's open for you, yeah? There's something burning on your heart, it'd be a shame if you had something from God on your heart and you walked out this morning and the person who really needed that didn't get it. And can I challenge you just to maybe take the steps you wouldn't normally do and to come and share what's on your heart?